The defense like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, really? I've been lucky. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Bids and Purchases Committee, Monday, March the 4th, 8:30 a.m. Item number one is the call to order, which we know I just did. Item number two is approval of the minutes from the February 5, 2024 meeting.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 All in favor? All opposed, say no.
No.
Ayes have it. Public comments. If anybody has any public comments, you're welcome to step up to the podium. Give us a couple of minutes. All right. Seeing none. You know, we'll never have any here in bids and purchases. Must be a great, you know.
Because it's too early.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all just do such a great job. Nobody has any questions or anything. I love it.
It's all because of the chairman.
Really? Thank you, Mr. Chapman. All right. Item number four is award of contract with professional architecture and engineering design services for the maintenance, renovation, and expansion of the Muggsy Kerr Tennis Complex. And I will defer to
Yes, sir. So the maintenance and renovation and expansion of the Muggsy Kerr Tennis Complex is part of the recreation referendum. This project will be completed as a construction manager at risk project. Staff issued a request for qualifications for professional architectural and engineering services. After interviews, staff request permission to enter into negotiations with SMHA Incorporated to provide these services for the tennis center. Should the negotiations be successful, staff further requests permission to contract with this firm.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Committee, anything?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move for approval, but I got a couple of questions.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Mr. Chapman?
Ms. Kotoff, you may need some help from the Recreation Department. There was discussion about this project as part of the referendum, and I can't remember if we're still going to get the softball or baseball fields as part of this, or if they've been eliminated and put somewhere else, and are the tennis courts going to be also used for pickleball?
Yes. So here's our recreation director, Mr. Gergen.
Good morning.
No. Yes.
There you go. No?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just can't hear it. Good morning.
Good morning.
The new courts that are shown on this drawing here will be built in the location where the current baseball field is. So the baseball field goes away. That has been replaced by the new baseball field that we built out at Carolina Park. So we'd be able to accommodate that level of play, that size of field out at Carolina Park. So the baseball field does go away. The courts that are on here go, like I said, go in that same general area. You can actually even see on this outline the outline of the baseball field showing where the footprint of it would be. But the new tennis courts do not intend to be lined for pickleball. You can't have them lined for pickleball for USTA play.
Okay.
So we do have pickleball, obviously, in a lot of our other locations and that kind of stuff. But our tournament play, our league play, occurs at the Whipple facility, at the Muggsy Kerr facility, and they won't be lined there.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question again.
Go ahead.
Are these going to be hard surface or clay surface?
We're looking at, is it 4 and 2? 4 hard and 2 clay, 2 clay courts.
So there will be some additional clay added.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And just a quick question. Speaking of the USTA, it's my understanding that they have some grant programs to help local, you know, municipalities build tennis courts. Just wanted to see if we're talking to the USTA and if there's a potential that they will help us with this project.
There is a potential for that. We have been in communication with them. They are aware of this project. We need to, after we are give them full design, they can they will let us know we can become eligible for potential grants.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good.
And just to let you know, we're doing the same thing with our courts out at Rifle Range Road. We're in communication with them about the new courts at Rifle Range Road as well. So,
okay. Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number five is award of a contract for electrical repairs on the Bowman Road and Hungry Neck Boulevard bridges.
Yes, sir. So the town owns streetlights along the Bowman Road and Hungry Neck Boulevard overpasses. These streetlights are experiencing reoccurring issues and have been. Staff contacted multiple vendors to examine the streetlights and the associated components. Sierra Construction LLC was the only company responsive to this project. So it is therefore recommended to contract with them in the amount of $169,000 to perform work on these streetlights.
Okay, thank you very much. Committee?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval.
A second.
All right, we got a motion, a second. Any discussion?
Yes, sir. And these have been a problem for a while. I know that because I've called them in several times. And what is Dominion's responsibility on this?
So our asset manager, Frankie Pettit, is coming.
Good morning. Dominion's responsibility is that they just provide power. They provide power to the meter. The town takes ownership of the infrastructure that's used for lighting, controlling, and the lights themselves. So they don't have any ownership or anything in this lighting system in these areas.
But they have ownership all up and down Johnny Dodds Boulevard.
Yes, sir. That's correct. This is extra additional accident lighting that was added during the widening project. So if we wanted this lighting, we had to pay for it.
I see.
And install it ourselves.
And DOT has no responsibility either?
No, sir.
I think what's interesting is that you're seeing a lot of issues with the Dominion traffic lights along Johnny Dodds, and also there's been some issues with the lighting on the Ravenel Bridge. Is there the potential that this is all interconnected, or just three separate systems having similar problems?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No problem.
It's actually separate systems. So they literally, Dominion will bring a power to the meter and say, RK Town, it's your responsibility. At that point forward.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I can answer Mr. Brownstein's question. With the help of Mr. DeMora and the representative from Dominion along 17, they are making strides to get those lights fixed. And I can tell you since January, they've made a concerted effort, and it's obvious that they have. And I believe they're actually changing the lighting type as well as they're going forward. So you're going to see a different color of lighting, a better color of lighting along 17. But with Mr. DeMora and a representative from Dominion, they're making a concerted effort to get the street lights, not the traffic lights, but the street lights repaired and up and running.
The town has actually gone into an agreement with Dominion to not just change the ones as they have issues, but to change to LED lights townwide.
Yeah.
And all these lights, actually, we're going to be putting LED bulbs in them. So hopefully replacing all the wiring, all these pieces that make up the system, we're going to have a lot more longevity out of it, less problems.
Good.
Great. Thank you.
Good. All right. So we got a motion, a second.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right. Number six, award of contract to Shem Creek Boardwalk Structural Repairs.
Yes, sir. So the town solicited bids for repairs to the floating dock to include the cleaning of marine growth as the base bid. And we also solicited for four bid alternates. Cape Romaine Contractors Incorporated was the lowest responsive and responsible bidder for the base bid. Staff determined also that it was in the best interest of the town to award bid alternative number three. Staff recommends awarding the contract to Cape Romaine Contractors Incorporated for the base bid and bid alternate number 3 in the amount of $477,480.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
My only question is this what was presented to us during the retreat that we needed to do, or is this something different?
Sir, the old Wando docks were presented at the retreat. This is the docks on the other side of the creek. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 7 is award of a contract for Hungry Neck Corridor Improvements Project.
Yes, sir. So the town requested bids for improvements along Hungry Neck Boulevard to consist of concrete medians, sidewalk, and crosswalk with a rectangular flashing beacons and bus stop upgrades. These improvements are being funded by the Charleston County Transportation Committee. One bid was received from True Luck Construction Incorporated, who was found to be both responsive and responsible. Staff recommends contracting with True Luck Construction Incorporated in the amount of $299,669.69 to construct these roadway improvements.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second.
I did want to make a quick comment.
Yes, sir.
As a resident of this area of town, I believe these improvements are going to go a long way for pedestrian safety and also vehicular safety. That shopping center is going to become a lot busier with the new tenant being Trader Joe's. So I'm very appreciative that we're moving forward with this.
I'll second that.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right, we got a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Ladies and gentlemen, item number 8 is adjourned. Thank you very much.
On time.
On time. That's how we roll.